Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Andy, we'd like to get caught up on the storm heading for Western New York. Are we calling this the New Year's snow?
Yeah, we could call it a New Year's snow. And I think it's notable because we've had such a quiet, you know, finish here with temperatures up. We melted everything off and it rained. And, I don't want to say it erased, you know, the big lake effect event that we had in December, but, you know, from our minds, but it certainly erased it from the landscape. Mother Nature's going to put some back. And I want to preface this, Joe, with this is going to be an unimpressive snow for a lot of people. If you're in Buffalo, in the North Towns, tomorrow is a piece of cake. It's a rain-snow mix. If you're at a lower elevation along the lakeshore in Hamburg, in Lackawanna, West Seneca, this is a minor blip on the radar for you. But if you're on top of the hills in the South Town, so that means Chestnut Ridge southward, if you have to go up a hill to go to your home, it's going to be snowing tomorrow instead of raining. And it's that heavy, wet, sloppy slush. And by the end of the day, 4 to 8 inches of snow on the hills, minor accumulations on the low-lying areas. So the 90, the thruway, Route 5, 20, those all look passable. This is not a hard-hitting 24-hour event. But the bad news, guys, it just keeps going and going and going. So this is going to continue on Thursday. And it looks like some of the north towns get into the event on Thursday. Orleans County, interior Niagara, get some Lake Ontario action. So several inches of snow there. It bypasses Buffalo once again, but it looks like areas of the deeper south towns into the southern tier. The lake effect machine comes on in 2025, and it's not turning off for quite some time, maybe all the way to Sunday.
Wow. Now, you said it's unimpressive, but will some of these areas have issues with driving, with traveling at certain times throughout this system?
Not tomorrow. If you're in the north towns, an inch or two over a two-day period, that is, it's a piece of cake for them. It's going to be the 219 south of Orchard Park. If you're going down to do some skiing, you're going to end up in some snow. The winds pick up a little bit Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures really drop down. No matter where you are, it's getting colder. Goodbye to the 40s, guys. We might not crack 32 after the first of the year for almost 2 weeks. I mean, this is a real deal cold shot, and it's going to keep these lake effect snows going, and they will migrate, and it looks like they're going to target areas of this southern tier. So southern Erie, Chautauqua County, interior into portions of Cattaraugus. So when people think of ski country, the old snow belts, that's where this is going. It's not really a immediate south towns. Lancaster can, you know, quit quaking in their boots for the new year. This is not a Depew or a Cheektowaga or a City or even South Buffalo. This is going to be further south than that, and it's going to do its damage over the course of Wednesday, a sloppy wet snow, Thursday, more of a fluffy fly-around flake, and then that'll continue on Friday. So feet of snow by the time you get to Sunday, but it comes in more manageable amounts than the hard-hitting lake effect event that we had last time that was a 24-hour whirlwind of snow and wind and drifts and craziness. This will be a more of a constant snow that just you're going to have to shovel 2-3 times a day, and by the time you're at the other end, you're like, "What? Where did this come from?"
So, Andy, you mentioned the lake effect machine and how it's turning on. It's not going to stop. Lake temperature, where are we at now? And when can we expect it to maybe cool down a little bit to ease up on lake effect action?
Yeah, the last week really didn't do a lot of damage as far as the temperature with our air temps in the 60s. Now, the lake temperature it's always slower. Like, you put water out on a counter, it doesn't cool off immediately, even if it's in cold air. So it's always a lag time. So the lake is cooling off. It was 41 degrees. I'll have to see what the measurement was. They take it every morning at around 9 or 10 a.m. I didn't peek at it this morning, but it is not close to 32 at all. And you're going to get air that's streaming above it in the 20s at the surface. A mile up where the engine gets going is about a mile up in the air. That's even colder. So if you're walking around in 24, 25 degrees on Thursday and Friday on the ground, you go up a mile, it's even colder than that. All you need is a 17-degree difference between the water temperature, which is around 40, and that air temperature a mile off the ground. And you start cooking. The machine is on. And we're going to have at least that, if not more. And I think that that's what's going to really trigger this. The wind direction, though, is not southwest. It's not coming from Toledo and Cleveland to Buffalo. It's going to be coming across the lake from Fort Erie and Canada and that side. So the short fetch of the lake for a bunch of this. But it will be a migrating band over the next few days. But I can tell you, Wednesday, again, not a huge issue, not an intense snowfall, a sloppy, slushy several inches on the hills, not much at the low-lying areas, but it's Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, as that cold air keeps coming in, that we'll have to start watching these migrating bands of lake effect.
You know, Andy, I know it doesn't help us, and in the long run, it doesn't really help at getting the lake cooled off, but Saturday was just an absolutely beautiful day. I went to the zoo. You know, people were outside. People were grilling. That little bit of a taste of spring in December was kind of nice. I'm not going to lie.
No, it was. I knew what was coming, so I, like you, made the most of it. And I'm doing that today as much as I can as well. And I think everybody is New Year's Eve, I feel like everybody's trying to get stuff done for the holiday. And it's great that the weather is what it is. And then as soon as the ball drops or the wing hits the sauce, whatever you follow for your midnight hour, it's going to go in 2025.
Andy, any plans for the new year? Do you still make plans for New Year's Eve? Like, is it a big event? Joe and I were talking, you know, for me in my 20s, it was a big deal. Now, I mean, it's 50-50 if I'll even be awake at midnight.
I'm kind of there with you. And I've seen it transition for a lot of people. COVID knocked a lot of people off their game, the New Year's game. And some people never went back to it. Now, I, in my younger years, rented out a bar, a whole second floor on Chippewa, and blew it out. I mean, it was great. I forgot, one of the actors who was from Buffalo rented the room next to us, and we had the second. It was fun, great memories. My kids are now trying to just make it to midnight so that they could see the actual ball drop and not just watch London's and go to bed. So my nights are a little bit different than they were, but I think I'll be up at midnight. Yeah, we're going to give it a shot.
All right, Andy Parker, as always, great talking with you. I'm almost positive we will be talking early in 2025. Andy, thank you. From Ask Andy, text weather to 503-ANDY and get that weather, those weather forecasts, those weather questions answered. Andy, as always, thank you so much.
All right, Joe, have a great one. Bye, guys.
You too. That is Andy Parker at Andy Parker TV on X. And again, text weather to 716-503-ANDY.